Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and I've just signed up for a free trial of Microsoft Azure. Right now, I'm in the Azure portal, where I can manage my web applications, virtual machines, and other Azure resources. I'm going to create a Windows virtual machine and then remote desktop into it. I can click New, Compute, and I can pick from some of the commonly chosen virtual machines, or I can click Azure Marketplace, and there's an additional several thousand options. If I click on virtual machines within this gallery, you can see Windows Server and Ubuntu, lots of different choices. I'll click Windows Server. You'll see I can choose an older version of Windows or one of the latest versions. So I'm going to click on Windows Server 2012, hit Create. I'll pick my subscription and my location. I'll say the West US. And I can pick my pricing tier. Here I'll pick Standard. There's lots of other choices as well. Hit Select and put in my name, username, and password. Then I'll hit Create, and you'll notice that it says Add to Start Board. So when I hit Create, it's going to start provisioning that virtual machine, and I can keep doing stuff within the Azure portal. I can go and make other resources, and I can watch the notifications area to see when it'll be done. Now that virtual machine has provisioned itself. It took about 5 minutes, but I fast-forwarded time in order to save you time. I'm going to click on that virtual machine, and I can see that it's been created, and I can manage it from here. We can see my DNS name, my IP address, the number of cores that I chose, and what subscription it's under. I can see my CPU percentage as that machine just started up. Now I'm going to click on Connect here in the corner. And this is going to let me remote desktop into this machine over the internet. When I click Connect, it downloads an RDP file, remote desktop file. And it's asking me if I want to connect to my Super VM. I'll hit Connect. And I'll enter in my name and password. This is the one that I picked when I created the virtual machine. And here I am. I've remoted into this machine running in Windows Azure. Here's the server manager. I can right-click in the taskbar, click Task Manager, and you can see how much memory I have, as well as the number of processors. From here, I can administer my machine, shut it down, log out, whatever I like. Here, the portal is reminding me to completely shut down the virtual machine in order to avoid getting billed. Now my machine is shut down. Creating VMs in Windows Azure is really, really easy. I hope you have a lot of fun with your free trial.